Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If big surprises are the most valuable currency in pro wrestling, and they probably are, then the Royal Rumble is JP Morgan Chase. This event is as much about delivering those big, unexpected comebacks as it is plotting the course for WrestleMania. And without surprises, well, the Rumble's just not a whole lot of fun. So this year is particularly exciting, actually, because there are so many spots available on both the men's and women's sides that if WWE really wanted to, they could make this one of the most surprise-packed pay-per-views in a long time. So today, what we're going to do is run through some of the most exciting and realistic options for this Saturday's premium live event. I'm still not used to that title yet, but regardless, I'm Andy from What Culture, and here are 10 surprises we could see at WWE Royal Rumble 2022. Number 10, Bayley. As far as exciting full-time returnees who could just come back onto the roster and be awesome every single week for basically ever, there's nobody that WWE could bring back that's more exciting than Bayley for me. She's been out of action for so long as well. It was July 2021. She was training at the Performance Center. She was a highlight, of course, of the Empty Arena era, one of the best things on company TV throughout that grim period. And she injures her knee. She needs reconstructive surgery. She's gonna miss the big comeback in front of live crowds. It was really cruel. Now, the latest reporting on the matter coming from Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter is that while the Royal Rumble isn't totally impossible, February or March look a bit likelier. Bayley herself, in the most Bayley way imaginable, has denied these reports. But if you were a wrestler who'd been gone for a long time and was planning a big comeback, you wouldn't exactly hop onto Twitter and spoil it, would you? Unless you're kind of stupid. Bayley fortunately isn't. She's tremendous at every aspect. I think if you had her come back in the Rumble and eliminate Charlotte Flair, boom, that's your SmackDown Women's Title program for WrestleMania sorted. Don't know why I said WrestleMania weird there, but that's what you're getting. Number 9. Braun Strowman. A recent report from Fightful Select suggests that WWE have been reaching out to a bunch of people that they actually released since the beginning of the pandemic, with a view to having them appear in this year's Royal Rumble matches. Now, we already know, per that line of reporting, that the former Iconics, The Inspiration, Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay, have turned that opportunity down. They won't be appearing in the Rumble. On the other side of this, we've got Mickie James, who we know has agreed to be there as Impact Knockouts champion. It's exciting to think about who else might be on that list of people that WWE have let go, but then looked to bring back in through the Rumble, even if it's for just one night only. There's a bunch of different people who are still free agents, haven't signed contracts anywhere since being let go by WWE, and Braun Strowman is comfortably one of the biggest names. He was a Universal Champion, for goodness sake, and a constant fixture near the top of the card for the vast majority of his run. If they brought him back in as a surprise appearance, it would be a great moment for WWE fans who were probably quite disappointed to see him go in the first place. Why not do it? Maybe if he doesn't want to, actually, that would be fair, but it'd be pretty cool nonetheless. Number 8, Io Shirai. Io Shirai has been one of the best wrestlers in the world and certainly ready for a main roster stage long before she even signed for WWE, but her current situation is weird. I think that keeping her housed in NXT 2.0 is a bit like having a children's library with a shelf of Thomas Pynchon books. I don't mean that as a way of shooting on R.L. Stein or Roald Dahl or whoever the hell you want to mention, but it's just not a good fit at the moment. Things just are weird with Io in this world of over-the-top, crazy, new generation-esque gimmicks, green workers, and whatever the hell Von Wagner is supposed to be. She's not a great fit for the brand she once carried on her shoulders. It's time to bring her up. Time to do something different. There's no better place to do that than in the Rumble. Not so sure her booking would be particularly good on Raw or SmackDown, but regardless, get her out of NXT 2.0 before they turn her into a builder or something. Number 7, Corey Graves. Corey Graves has been cleared to compete. Who in the hell would have saw that one coming? Well, probably quite a few of us, actually, given that he was fanning around for the 24/7 title on Raw just a few months ago, but I digress. The fact of the matter is that Corey Graves is no longer on WWE's no contact list. If he wants to wrestle again and the company is down for it, then it could happen. There's nothing holding them back. Graves hasn't competed since 2014, and whether he will choose to do it again is completely up in the air. The guy has got a really good gig going as a color commentator in WWE. In fact, he is far bigger in WWE as a commentator than he was as a wrestler. I don't see him exactly racing to give that up anytime soon. He's really ingrained into the fabric of the company's broadcast these days. But if you put him in the Rumble as a surprise appearance, they've done it with announcers before, maybe that would scratch Graves' itch without him having to step out of the booth full time. We'll see. Number 6, Ronda Rousey. The biggest barrier here is physical. Ronda Rousey gave birth to her first child in September. She might not be ready to go, and hey, fair play, starting a family is much more important than silly pro wrestling. The second barrier here is that maybe Ronda is just done with this crazy world. You know, I personally always interpreted her shooting off on WWE fans after leaving the company as a way of building heat for a potential comeback, building a character, staying in people's minds even while she's away from the ring. But there is a chance that maybe that was just totally genuine and maybe she's just done with it all. And that would be totally fair as well. She's Ronda Rousey, she can do whatever the hell she wants. That being said, if she wants to do it and she's ready, we've still got that Becky Lynch singles match on the table. That thing would be money, particularly for WrestleMania. It just so happens that Becky's Raw Women's Champion at the moment as well. It just makes too much sense. Number 5. Veer Mahaan. This guy, according to his vignettes, has been trying to come for so long, he should probably consider medical assistance. But if WWE want to bring him back and, you know, maybe they don't want to do it on Raw, well, the Rumble's right there to bring the guy back into the fold. Now, it was reported by Fightful Select in December that there was no rhyme or reason for splitting Veer from Shanky and Jinder Mahal in the first place. And on top of that, the company didn't have any creative plans, anything specific in mind for his return. They've just kind of been doing these vignettes over and over and over and over. That doesn't exactly bode well for him going forward, but it's the Rumble, isn't it? The Rumble is the perfect place to bring somebody back without putting too much thought or effort into it and promptly forgetting about them, unfortunately dooming them to a future on Main Event. Sorry, Veer, but it's WWE. Number 4. Asuka. According to recent reporting on the matter from Andrew Zarian, Asuka should theoretically be cleared to compete again. So, with the Royal Rumble coming up, 2 plus 2, and no, in my case, equals about 75. But still, this would be an interesting return a la Bayley. Asuka's been out injured, she's been having some dental work done, and we've also seen a photo of her with her arm in a sling, so she's had a number of issues to contend with. But with the Raw and SmackDown women's rosters looking more than a little bit thin at the moment, they are in desperate need of some world-class talent to come back in and re-energise the entire scene. So similar to Bayley, Asuka just fits that role. She'd be a great person to bring back. She would guarantee a big pop considering how popular she is and how long she's been gone. It would be awesome, and I just kind of miss having her on TV every week, to be honest. If she's healthy and good to go, do the thing. Number 3, Rhino. All right, Luke, I know we're all getting excited about the possibility of potential Forbidden Door entries in the Royal Rumble this year. We've got Mickey on the woman's side, and we've got a report from WrestleVotes that WWE are not against the idea of doing something similar on the men's side. And look, we're wrestling fans. Fantasy booking is part of the fun. But I think we've got to be a bit realistic here. Cody Rhodes isn't going to be in the Royal Rumble. MJF is not going to be in the Royal Rumble. Bryan Danielson, Chris Jericho, Kazuchika Okada, throw these names out the window. If WWE go with someone, it's probably going to be someone on the Impact side, and somebody that the WWE audience is already familiar with. Somebody quite similar to James, Mickey James in that regard. Rhino is right there. He fits the mold as the kind of mid-card personality the WWE have brought back in the Royal Rumble in recent years, a la Carlito, of course, being a recent example. And you know, he doesn't even need to be protected in the match, is kind of the good thing about this. He only needs to be in there for long enough to gore some fool out with their boots, get the pop, and get out, not taking up too much space, and being a fun, nostalgic comeback at the same time. Number two, Paige. Look, it's Royal Rumble season, and during Royal Rumble season, you can't go around tweeting the kind of things that Paige has been tweeting without some idiot like me putting you on a list like this. On the 20th of January, we got a little wave from her, which, you know, whatever. But earlier in the month as well, she was talking about, hey, why am I trending? Oh yeah, it's January, and she has teased appearances in the Royal Rumble and in-ring comebacks various times in the past. If Paige is trying to get people talking about her in the lead-up to Rumble, it is definitely working. Now, the big question, obviously, is her health. She was forced to retire after suffering a neck injury in December 2017. But if that has all cleared up, this comeback could have major edge in 2020 kind of energy. Perhaps not to the same extent, because Paige hasn't been gone as long, but it'd be a tremendous moment regardless, and something I'd really like to see. And at number one, Bray Wyatt. The question of where Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, is going to land in pro wrestling has hung really in the balance since he was released from WWE 6 months ago, and it's a tough question to answer. You might look at AEW, they're the second biggest promotion in the world, but AEW's dalliances with the supernatural are mere flirtations. Chris Statlander is an alien, but she's not flying a flying saucer to the ring. Abaddon is a zombie, quote unquote, but she's not out there eating people. If Wyndham Rotunda goes to AEW, he's going to have to tone it down a little bit. And with his brand of creativity, is that really something he'd want to do? Impact Wrestling, meanwhile, would certainly benefit from his name value, but is there room on that company's balance sheet for somebody like Bray, who would definitely command a healthy salary? And then, being polite, New Japan Pro Wrestling, I don't think Bray Wyatt meets that working standard at the top of the card. Yes, I know Evil is right there, but doesn't feel like a good fit. So the sad reality of this situation is that the company that released this guy back in July is still the best fit for him in pro wrestling. And if he's finished wrapping his horror movie up with that he's been working on for a while now, maybe one of these countdowns is going to hit down from 10, the buzzer's going to sound, we're going to hear that, you know, the noise he does when the lights go out and he fiends up. Maybe we'll see it. I don't know. I could definitely see it happening. I don't think it's completely out with the realms of possibility. And yes, I know there were reports of creative heat between Bray and Vince McMahon prior to his departure, but time's passed now, man. And you know his base of fans, so loyal, so passionate about his work, they're going to treat him like a returning hero. The Fiend in the Royal Rumble. Hey, I'm saying it's happening. If I'm wrong, you can call me an idiot.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.